Morning, everyone. We're going to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Anyone who might have a cellular device or anything else that might make a noise when it buzzes for you, wouldn't mind turning them off now. It's not to disturb the meeting later. And if you all stand, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands on our nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this moves us up to item number five, and this discussion and possible action, the approval of the agenda for today, July the 1st, 2014.
I have a couple of things on there, Mr. Chairman. On items 12 and 13, I believe that it's going to be my inclination to ask for a motion of no action on those two items for today, but I think I'd like to go ahead and entertain some discussion on those while they're on the agenda.
Very good. And for the, how about we also move those up after the consent agenda before public comment? Does that work out okay for you, too?
Before board?
Yeah.
Staff reports?
Yeah, before staff reports?
That would be acceptable.
Okay.
And we've got a number of people here that are interested in those two items.
So right. So we can
go ahead and
expedite
do those.
Okay. So any other discussion on the today's agenda? Hearing none, ask for a motion for approval.
A motion to approve.
I'll second motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve today's agenda. The way of the first, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Very good. All right, moving along to the consent agenda. Anybody have any discussion on this? Mark?
Chairman, in regards to treasurer's report, it's my understanding that.
Would you like to come up to the podium? That way, anybody who wants to testify, could please come to the podium and identify yourself for the record so we get it on tape. We can't pick up conversation in the back of the room.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. This is discussion before approval of today's consent agenda in regards to item number seven, treasurer's report. It's my understanding that the treasurer's report will be forwarded to you at a future time, and it's not available for today's meeting. And there only being one meeting this month, we might have to continue the approval of the treasurer's report for what is it, June, till the next meeting.
I would say that's a great option.
Found my hat.
Yeah, I'm good. Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
May I ask you one more question to move up? After the Sunny Hills matters, can we go ahead and move up the Comstock mining? I'll get you a number. It would be number 18 and 19, if we can move those up.
Right behind 13?
Yes, please. And that'll
okay.
Facilitate those folks that are here being able to.
Okay. All right. With that being said, we will continue item seven, treasurer's report, to the next regularly scheduled meeting. That set aside, move for approval of today's consent agenda.
With that change, motion to approve.
Second motion.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Very good. Okay, we're going to move along now to item 12. Discussion of possible action, approval of resolution 14-405. Do you want to take the lead on this, Commissioner Shoevagan?
Yeah, and I think, Mr. Chairman, possibly we could just go ahead and open up items 12 and 13 because I think they are interrelated to a certain extent. And My comments, again, are that I think that these two items probably should be, I'll recommend a no action here as we move along, but I would like to open them up for some discussion. And I would think it appropriate at this time to bring forward Mr. Garrett Gordon and hear his comments on these items. If you wish, Garrett.
Come on up.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mr. Whitten. For the record, Garrett Gordon, represent Sunny Hills Development. First, I want to say thank you to this commission, to Mr. Whitten, and to the residents. I know over the last couple months, had numerous neighborhood meetings, numerous comments, a lot of people's time and effort and energy have been put into this, so I just want to thank them and you for your time. Again, based on our last three community meetings, we've realized that a simple 1,200-acre boundary line adjustment is just not acceptable to the community. We believe that a new proposal should include things such as a permanent conservation easement, a possible internal Sunny Hills swap, where just looking at Sunny Hills, 1,200 acres possibly going from Story to Washoe, we also believe, in the last couple months, there's an opportunity to have some property within Sunny Hills going from Washoe to Story to likely provide some additional buffer area, conservation easement, fire access, etc. Also, any new proposal should include fire protection, restricted access, specifically ATVs, water, wildlife corridors, and potentially other revenue opportunities with Washoe County. We would suggest these ideas, these concepts, would all be included in any new proposal that would have to go to the legislature next session. So the current proposal, we believe, is old news. And soliciting impact from the residents, we believe we can put together, hopefully, a new proposal moving forward and then bless it by the legislature. How did we accomplish this in relation to the two agenda items today? One, we would ask and agree with Commissioner that we postpone the vote on the Sunny Hills boundary line adjustment. As I mentioned before, 1,200 acres, strictly 1,200 acres from Story to Washoe, off the table, all these other ideas, these deal points should be included. We'd ask that you direct staff to work with Washoe County. We've had conversations with some Washoe County commissioners who are willing to sit in these meetings and be part of a solution and part of a compromise. So direct your staff to work on a new proposal that potentially benefits both Story and Washoe, setting specific benchmarks so there's progress between now and next February, and again, hopefully have something finalized that would go to the legislature in 2015. The second agenda item, we would ask that you not postpone, but rescind the advisory ballot question. Prior to the next legislative session, we would suggest that you, rather than moving forward with the ballot question, we work hard on a new proposal. We believe, as I mentioned before, what would go on the ballot question in November is no longer applicable, is no longer relevant. We've realized that that question, the answer is going to be no. We believe in working with the residents and hopefully working with maybe a development committee put together by this commission. We solicit additional community input and treat this new proposal like any kind of land use proposal where it would go through the Planning Commission for recommendation and ultimately to this board for approval. And if we were able to, fortunate enough to get through that process, we would then go to the legislature with a package deal with Story County's blessing, Washoe County's blessing, with all these other elements, conservation easement, you know, fire, etc. We would also say, if necessary, between now and then, I know there's only one election. I know the cost of a special election would be expensive for a ballot question, but Sunny Hills would be willing to fund a countywide survey of any new proposal between now and February, if that was important, if you felt as a commission just going through the neighborhood process, community process, development committee process, if you did want a sampling of the Highlands, of all of Story County, we would be willing to fund some kind of survey to get you that data before you took a vote to go to Carson City with the final proposal. So that would be R2, with all due respect, R2 potential votes today. Again, on the first one, postpone it. Second one, rescind it. And we work together. And third, direct staff. And we all kind of work together to come up with something that benefits both counties. So I'm here for any questions. Doug Ford, project manager of Sunny Hills, is here as well. Again, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon. Who else would like to speak on this? Come on up. Marilee Miller.
Commissioners, Marilee Miller from the River District. I have a comment for them. We had set up a meeting with them in the River District. We have 500 homes down there, and it was canceled. Our entire population down there has not met with them, does know nothing about this other than the meetings that the three or four of us attended. I would like to know if they're going to come down and present this information to us so that we can all be aware of what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I would suggest that the record should reflect that Mr. Gordon and Mr. Ford are nodding their heads affirmatively that that would be part of the public input process.
And Mr. Gordon, if you'd like to stay up here as people ask questions, you could respond to those as well.
Thank you, Marilee, for that comment. Again, Garrett Gordon. Absolutely, we plan on going on to the River District. The reason why the meeting was canceled is after three neighborhood meetings at the fire station, we realized what we were going to propose at the River District was no longer relevant, applicable. We had to make some sweeping changes based on comments. So we absolutely will come out to the River District, if not once, twice, whatever it takes to make sure everyone, we solicit input, and hopefully put together a deal that works not only for the Highlands, but the River District and countywide. So you'll get my contact information, and we certainly will be there. The cancellation was no reflection on not coming out there. We will come out there.
Okay. Mr. Prater, would you like to speak on this today? You were going to be a committee of one to write the probe on the question.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Larry Prater. I'm a resident of Virginia City Highlands. I'm a retired civil engineer, previously licensed in Nevada and California. I've had, in my professional career, I've worked with many developers over the years. And I've been following this very closely. As you mentioned, too, I'm also the committee of one who was appointed by this board to write the arguments for this development. As I made the developer aware, I'm not necessarily for this development in that I do see impacts on Story County that could possibly be negative. What I am for is the development, since it's they have indicated they plan to develop the Washoe County site with or without a land transfer. We need some means to protect Story County in this. And my argument would be for a land transfer that would be conditional on several items that would protect Story County and our residents' interests. Among those conditions, and Mr. Gordon has already kind of mentioned that he'd be willing to look at these in a review of the thing, but one would be to fence the county line between the development and Story County and have locked gates at any emergency exiting routes from the Sunny Hills development. Probably an open space buffer between the development and the Story County line. No groundwater use. This could have effect on future development in Story County. One that I think is critical, particularly to Rainbow Bend, Lockwood area, as we're all aware, streets and driveways and rooftops don't absorb water like the ground does. So there's going to be significantly more stormwater and snow melt runoff. from this development. And about half the development drains down towards Lockwood. We need to have some retention basins within the development that would prevent the flooding of the area. Another thing, Story County has a dark skies ordinance, which puts restrictions on lighting at night so that light is shines down rather than up into the sky. You could have the developer adopt, if Washoe County or doesn't have that, or City of Reno, if they become annexed, that they use that. And then, as you, I know you're aware, there'll still be a significant part of the developer's property in Story County, even after this development, to the east from where they're proposing to do all the way to the petroglyphs. It would probably take some pretty sharp lawyers on both sides to work out some kind of agreement on how that land would be developed in the future. So with those kind of things in mind, and I'm sure there's probably other things that will come up, I feel that this item should be continued. I agree with Mr. Gordon that more studies should take place and possibly work out a compromise that everybody's satisfied with.
May I comment and engage with Larry? Larry, first off, for the past several days, I thank you for your input and your time and opportunity to talk with you about this, because it's helped me gain some good perspective. I'd like to ask you, as a resident of the Highlands, and there are several other residents of the Highlands here, Mr. McGuffey, Ms. Dean, Ms. Flatley, Ms. Kennedy, and others, I'd like to ask, these really are two different actions, continuing the Resolution 405, which would say no. You've heard Commissioner Chauvin's thoughts, and I would agree wholeheartedly with everybody. But where Mr. Gordon and I have had spirited dialogue and ultimately maybe determined to agree to disagree necessarily is, I'd be interested in, I think the Commission would be interested, excuse me, in input from the residents of the Highlands and from the River District and others over the still the validity of having that advisory ballot question on the ballot in November. Quite frankly, Mr. Gordon's argument, and I know it very well, and it's sound, says, well, that's not going to be what the deal is. The language just says, should we do it or should we not? And based on what we're hearing that was presented and was in SB 272, won't happen. But something will change, and we have other means and methods. I see the advisory question myself, as staff to the Commission, as potentially an opportunity for the voices of Story County to let us know what they think, with good advocates like you writing ballot language for it that says we would have to negotiate these items in here regardless. So I'd like to hear from, I think the Commission would like to hear, how you feel about particularly Agenda Item 13, which is the resolution rescinding the ballot advisory question.
I can see the validity in that. But the other, Mr. Gordon has indicated they'd be willing also to do a survey of the community. And with that survey, these arguments could all come out too, perhaps more clearly than a ballot question with the pro and con. Either way, though, I do agree with you that the input of the citizens should be a factor in this.
And my only other observation there, not to be argumentative, because that's not my purpose, would be we struggle every time we survey, whether it's low-income surveys, getting responses back to qualify for federal loans, or folks and businesses on natural gas in a community where we're trying to bring that to, just that survey process is pretty non-scientific, not that the ballot process is, I guess. But.
Well, as you mentioned, that the ballot question would be strictly advisory, and so I'm not sure that Mr. Gordon may have a different view of it, but I don't know that it would do any harm.
And I just might add, well, go through the process here that Mr. Gordon briefly mentioned, working with Washoe County, perhaps a Washoe County commissioner, on furthering these talks. And I did take a call this morning from Washoe County Manager John Slaughter, who advised me that Commissioner Weber was keenly interested in doing so. She, of course, was a key supporter on our TRI boundary line adjustment through the process as well. So.
Does anybody have any questions?
Just to comment that, yeah, I have been in contact with the Washoe commissioners, some of them, and Commissioner Weber has expressed an interest in getting some conversation going with us on this. I don't know that she never expressed her opinion yet, one way or the other, but would like to just discuss it, and I think it's probably more an informational thing. And Commissioner Burke Figler also has requested that we do that. Commissioner Hartung is interested but didn't express any thing one way or the other on it. Commissioner Humpke didn't indicate that he was wanted to talk more, so I think it's more between Commissioner Weber and Commissioner Burke Fiddler, and I think we'll go ahead and have some talks with them, and we can work that out offline, I think, how we want to get a hold of them, see what their concerns are, and then bring this back up here in the next several weeks, whatever it would take. This is, I'm glad we put these on the agenda today, because this is, gives us an opportunity before we go to the NACO conference to get some information on this, and gives us a little bit of a head start on it. That's the only thing I've got to comment at this point.
You know, and I might add, one of the benefits of the plan change that could only occur through new legislation is we learned clearly and early on in the TRI boundary line adjustment that there is no legal mechanism to provide for any revenue compensations or sharing. Not that, again, we've ever really contemplating using fiscal need as a benefit to do something that's against the wishes of the citizens out there. But, you know, as you look at the potential pluses and minuses throughout it, there is some interest in Washoe County, at least going back and trying to factor in some revenue sharing for either events down the road or even past, potentially. So.
Okay. Mr. Gilman?
I personally favor more dialogue, because I understand that you're going to remix or reorganize, approach perhaps a project a bit differently. And I think the opportunity is ripe for additional discussion. And the approach. Larry, I agree that the ballot question is not necessarily in the best interest of the ongoing of the project. So I am committed to support our community and the desire of the voters. But certainly I'd like to see more information on the table, as you would.
Yes.
Thank you.
What other comments we might have here?
You got some other comments, Keating?
Ms. Dean?
Hey, Dean, Virginia City Highlands. Mine is actually more perhaps a question for Mr. Gordon. I was just curious, less than 60 days ago, this was going to be a ballot issue. How these actual resolutions came about, were they at the desire of Mr. Gordon that initiated this?
Would you like me to answer that for you, Mr. Gordon, since I have a microphone? Absolutely not.
So how did it get initiated?
There was a request to staff to go ahead and have these matters placed on the agenda. That's standard business.
Okay, and it's...
You've heard Mr. Gordon's stance on this. He's adamantly opposed to both actions. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he doesn't want to see us kill opportunity for dialogue and negotiations, and he doesn't want to see the ballot question. So this clearly was not his idea.
Okay, so you're not going to reveal who initiated these resolutions?
I do, for lack of a better phrase, okay? I can place items on the agenda. I'm not going to enter into an argument.
Okay, I was just
wanted to know who requested this placement on the agenda.
All of us.
Any other residents have any comments? So it's my understanding that if we take no action on this, that this will be a ballot question, because we had to take action by sometime this month?
It's my understanding, with the time frames and no second meeting and schedule, regular meeting, if you took no action on Resolution 14-406, then that would leave in play Resolution 14-397, which placed the advisory question on the ballot. So that really, I think I would tell you I'm hearing clear consensus that staff would recommend on item 12 that you either move to deny or not approve resolution 14-405, whatever the proper wording from legal counsel may be. And the real operative question right now is whether or not the voices out there and the commission desires to have potentially an irrelevant ballot question coming up in the general election. That's why I was hoping a few others might speak up.
Okay, and then the time frame on Senate Bill 272 goes to June 30th, is that correct?
Correct, 2015.
Of 2015. Yeah. So at that point, if no action was taken, it would die. But before that time, you're going to be reapproaching the legislature anyway.
If you so direct.
Okay. So any other discussion before we vote on this? Okay. I believe the motion is going to be to continue this indefinitely.
My motion on.
Or do you want it? You go ahead. It's going to be your motion.
I would on item 12. My motion would be to take no action at this time.
Commissioner Chevingen, if I might respectfully suggest. Again, I'm just trying to gauge what I'm hearing from Gordon, from Marilee, from others. You know, there really isn't much of an appetite to really take this type of action, and it's up completely up to the board. But I would suggest to staff that we recommend to disapprove or deny approval of that resolution, which takes us back to where we were a week ago.
You want that 14-405 denied?
I would recommend that, yes, sir.
And we deny the approval of the resolution.
Okay. All right, then my motion modified then would be to deny the approval of resolution 14-405, if that makes that any simpler.
So explain to me again the denial of resolution 14-405 is going to accomplish what?
It opens the door for dialogue, for negotiations, and for the potential down the road. It does not kill the Sunny Hills potential at this point.
It would be
taking no action really does the same thing.
It kills the resolution.
It basically says, we don't want to do what the resolution says. Am I correct, Mr. Morris, Mr. Maddox?
Mm-hmm. So I think you could either continue the matter, which would take no action on it, or if you want to deny the resolution, you could vote to deny the resolution, which would, in effect, do the same thing.
And that is staff's recommendation to the board would be to deny it, so we have a fresh start. Right.
I'll second the motion that we deny the resolution today.
Okay. It's been moved to second to deny resolution 14-405. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries, and we'll move on to item 13. Motion to deny approval of resolution 14-406. Do I have a motion on that?
And let me explain what I perceive are the ramifications of those, subject again to legal counsel. If we were to deny approval of resolution 14-406, then the advisory question will remain on the ballot, because your resolution 14-397 placed it on that ballot. Mm-hmm. So if you deny this resolution, it stays on the ballot. If you approve this resolution as written, then there would be no advisory question relative or not to the proposals that may come from the developer.
So question, Bob. So if we approve this resolution, then in fact it will not be on the
on the ballot.
On the ballot. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
If we approve this.
If you approve 14-06, it rescinds advisory question, so it will not be on the following election.
Well, I think we have a year to play with, and I do want to get some hard numbers on the way the residents feel, both at the River District and in the Highlands, and of course the rest of the county as well. So I would like to keep this thing on the ballot. It's an advisory question. That's the reason we do advisory questions, to tell us where we stand, what the people want. So my motion would be to not to approve resolution 14-406.
What would be the impact of the ballot question versus doing a mailer and a survey? And so what is the effect of the ballot question on the advisory? What are the responsibilities then of the board or the county?
There's there's nothing in the ballot question that requires the board to take any action. It's merely advisory. So that if they vote on it, you can either approve or disapprove. All you have to do is basically take notice of what the advisory question results for.
So the effect would replace a survey. They would accomplish the same task, in other words, mm-hmm. basically.
Yes. And if I might add, Commissioner Gilman, the one thing that a ballot advisory question does is it brings the integrity of the voting process there, where there can't be any skewed results loaded in by added survey responses that are mailed in, multiple survey responses by individuals with pseudonyms. I mean, surveys are non-scientific methods, where the ballot measure, despite its issues with the language reading probably not being pertinent, will at least give us a controlled environment that each of those folks out there and here get one vote, one voice, one time on the matter.
The ballot question would be countywide, is that correct?
That's correct. We were advised by council it has to be.
So I've had some concern, and just I'd like to have some discussion. If the ballot question is countywide, then countywide is basically taking a position for the Highlands. And it would seem to me that it would be prudent, at least from the Highlands perspective, I'd like to hear from that community on a survey as to how they feel about it specifically.
Well,
I'm a little bit concerned.
They can sort out what vote.
You can break it down by the precincts,
so you'll know how the Highlands voted.
Well, and I think, again, Commissioner Gilman brings up a great point that hopefully Sunny Hills will still be able to partially live up to their commitment. Is, you know, a survey of the Highlands people specifically with more properly worded question over the nature of the negotiations and the deal would probably still be a very good thing. But keep in mind, as Mr. Gordon and I spoke, that Mayor Lee just spoke volumes for a lot of folks that aren't in the room today from the River District. So there are
another question I have here, if I might. As I understand it, the ballot question would pertain specifically to the project that you have on the table today, but it wouldn't be addressing the amended project or the revised project. Is that correct? It would be just basically a vote of, do we want to do something?
The current BLA.
So are we talking about the current?
Yes. Great question, Commissioner. Maybe I could read, I have the language right here of what the ballot question would say. It would say, should the Story County Board of County Commissioners pass a resolution revising the boundary between Story County and Washoe County that would result in approximately 1,192 acres of property currently in Story County becoming part of Washoe County? I would submit to you that this vote will go down because it doesn't have any conservation easements, access issues, fire issues. It's just that vanilla question, and that's not the proposal anymore. It's, we understand and acknowledge and admit we have to do a lot more than that. So, you know, I think that being put on the ballot, it's going to go down. I'll admit that. We know that. We'd rather turn the page and come up with a new question, if it's a survey or if it's something else, we can be creative in working with the community of amending the proposal so we do have a more valid vote on what's being proposed.
Yeah, I have a bit of concern, worth discussion, I have a bit of concern that the ballot question is going to pertain to a project that has basically been withdrawn.
That is essential.
And that's troubling to me. My preference would be to have an ongoing 1, 2, 3, 5 year discussion on what the project might look at before we actually took a vote. So I just put that on the table as a possibility.
We have for about the last year and a half discussed with the communities, primarily in the Highlands, that this, we would let them weigh in on this. I think that the ballot issue is a good indicator of what the people want, even with the modified plan, which I have some problems with, so my inclination is still to maintain the ballot issue after the presentations are made down the road for some other options. We can vote on it. If everyone seems to like Garrett's new approach, new idea, then we can override the ballot issue. It's strictly a straw poll, essentially. So my inclination is to then continue to work forward on the ballot issue. And also to move forward with discussion with Garrett and the rest of the folks at Sunny Hills and also with the Washoe Commission.
Just so the record is clear, and following up to your comment, Commissioner Gilman, we heard from Virginia Highlands verbally, and it's correct, we're withdrawing the application as it currently submits. I mean, they were loud and clear. We heard them in three neighborhood meetings. I don't know if a ballot question, we've withdrawn it already. That was, I would say, on the record, we've withdrawn our current application. We heard from them already. When we do a new proposal, we can think about ideas and ways to hear from them again. But for the record, we've withdrawn the current application. That's why we think the ballot question is not applicable. But I want to make the record clear to follow up, Mr. Jones.
Do you have, Austin, do you have a new application? Nope.
You have a withdrawn old application.
Have you formally done a withdrawal of your project?
I'm doing that today on the record, and I'm happy to follow up in writing if necessary. We're withdrawing a SB the 1,192 acre proposal in SB 272. We're withdrawing that request, and we're going back to the drawing board to come up with a new proposal, project, etc.
And if I may frame something, I think I'm looking for us to make sure I'm speaking totally accurately on the record, but there has been no application submitted ever on any of this, because from the get-go, we basically told the folks at Sunny Hills, you need to take it to the people and build that consensus before we work it. So, you know, it has been a conceptual application, if you will, versus
right.
formal papers filed with our plan.
I understand that. Do you then want to go forward with a new BDR in February?
Yes, sir. We think a new BDR could encompass this 1,192 acres, could encompass possibly bringing some property from Washoe in the story that would provide a buffer that this county would now control rather than a conservation easement. It'd be owned by Story County. Builded fire protection, as Mr. Witten mentioned, we may need some opportunity to add language for revenue sharing. We could add that as part of the BDR. Mm-hmm. So that's correct, Commissioner.
Mr. Hendel, you want to make a comment?
Jim Hendel, Virginia City resident. Not to get too academic or technical, but it is my opinion, as being both a survey professional in some aspects and a voter, if you take a vote on this, it is a decision. If you do a survey, you gather opinion, and you're able to correlate and understand the decision with a survey with more robust information. With a vote, you only get yes or no, and you don't know why or what the issues are. The other issue is that with a vote, you, for lack of a better word, create prejudice. Opinions get formed, many opinions get solidified. With a survey, you're asking for input. There still is a fluid nature to the opinions and the perspectives that public has. With that, I think that a survey can be done scientifically. It would be up to the survey process to ensure that, as opposed to it just being a general opinion feedback. But it can be done well, and my recommendation, in order to better understand how this could be received with various options, would be to do the survey.
And Mr. Hendel, before you sit down, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I would presume then that through the survey process, you could take more, as your words, more robust input and be able to potentially mold and design that into any negotiations that may or may not be an outcome, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Prater, would you follow up on Mr. Hendel's statement here? And because I'd like to know your opinion on that also, since you are a resident in good standing.
Yeah.
And
what's that mean?
I agree with Mr. Hendel. I believe that, it, like you said, some surveys are difficult, but Mr. Gordon has indicated that he would provide the funding. We would have input as to how the survey is conducted, what the questions would be, and avoid prejudice. And the survey, as I see it too, would be an educational tool to the public, to the people that are being surveyed. And granted, you aren't going to get everybody's input, but you don't get everybody's input in an election either. So
would you feel comfortable doing a survey as opposed to a ballot question?
Yes. Yes.
And I would propose to Mr. Gordon that while they fund it, that the county, in consultation with folks like Mr. Prater and others, determine the survey process itself, going through a third, maybe with Mr. Hendel as well, you know, through a third party, you know, scientific professional company that knows how to best not only design necessarily the questions, but also control the processes so the numbers are as close to scientific as we can determine.
Well, and I believe Mr. Gordon's firm should be involved too.
Right,
I mean, It'll be, granted, it'll be our survey, but they should have input into the, how it's formed and what the questions are.
Thank you. Any other Highlands residents? Before I call on Ms. Cohen. Ms. Cohen?
Not of Highlands. There you go. What's the review you've got to say? And we can summarize it and see what's there been in comments.
Judy Cohen, Virginia City resident and business owner. Why don't you do both? What is the time frame for a survey? If it's on the ballot, it's there, it doesn't cost a penny more, and it gives you two sources of information. So why not put it on the ballot if it's an advisory question? Because I have no idea of the time frame to do a survey. And remember, the answer always lies in how the question is asked. Thank you.
Thank you.
So if I could summarize then, we would at this point then consider SB 272 as dead. We would apply for a new DDR, and with the changes that you want to make, still ask for a boundary line adjustment, a portion going to Washoe and another portion coming back to Story. Am I on the right track so far, Garrett? And then just make a whole new presentation.
Thanks, Commissioner. Yes, we believe there's after three neighborhood meetings, there's all kinds of new information and ideas and concepts and conditions and restrictions that could be bundled into a proposal. So a lot of more, we learned a lot from the residents, and we think that we can bundle a project that hopefully is a win-win for both counties.
Okay. So we can put all that into the BDR. So we come up with a new BDR, we put all of the conditions and covenants and things like that. Can we put that into the BDR?
I visualize, yeah, there'd be additional language in the BDR with respect to the boundaries. If there's conditions like a conservation easement or fire protection, it may or may not go in the BDR, but we could reference the resolution, which would be approved by both counties, that would have to include all those conditions. So there's a way to wordsmith it. Us dorky lawyers will figure out a way to do it.
And we'll ask for both boundary line adjustments, both directions.
Correct. As we, in a preliminary fashion, we've looked at a way to do an internal swap that addresses some of the concerns. That would take legislative action if we came up with a plan.
Yeah. So, and then we'll do a, in the meantime, we can do a survey and see what the opinions are. And is that... And actually, probably don't want to do the survey until after you have the BDR in place. And
in my mind, Commissioner, this is how I would visualize it. I know last session I had to come before this body to ask for a blessing on SB 272. Yeah. So I would imagine that would need to happen again. Before we got there, we would work with the community. We would work with you, your staff, if you would direct staff to work with us and with Washoe County and collectively come up with a new proposal in the BDR. That BDR would come to this body, and if we wanted us to do a survey before we got to this body for input, we would do so.
We should have done
service. Should have done start with.
Anybody, with that summation, anybody got any comments or questions on it?
Well, Commissioner Shevagin, I think you were going to make a motion to deny the approval. I have a problem with putting this on the ballot. It's going to be moot at this point.
I believe you're right. I think if we're going to consider SB 272, then it's moot to put this on the ballot at this point, yeah. Because we're going to go for a new BDR and further discussions. And
yeah, and for what it's worth, I came into this meeting diametrically opposed to Mr. Gordon's argument about, you know, taking the ballot question off. I felt we needed to hear the voices. I think we're not hearing some today that speaks volumes in some cases, particularly from Highlands residents. And I think observations and offers like from Mr. Prater and Mr. Hindle are probably the best way to approach it. So for what it's worth, staff's recommendation would be now to approve Resolution 14-406, which would rescind 14-397 and eliminate the advisory question from the general election ballot later this year.
So moved.
So before we do it, there needs to be some corrections. If you look at the resolution, it has in the second paragraph down, 14-395, that should be 7. And in the first paragraph, anywhere that says 14-395 should be 14-397. And then with this, you probably should, because of the action already taken on 12, you should probably delete the last two paragraphs on the first page.
And I definitely agree since we've made those modifications and apologize for the reference to 395.
So I'm just correcting the resolution. So
yeah.
You understand your verbal?
Correct. Yes, and then we can redo the resolution.
I've got some hearing here that should be 397.
Oh, you're okay. Okay. Is there a staff report?
No, we're on the resolution, and then the resolution would strike. Maybe I can read the second part into the record, actually, all of that. The resolution has at least two errant references to 14-395. Those need to be corrected to be 14-397. And we would be striking under the resolution the phrases, whereas the Story County Board of Commissioners are scheduled to consider Resolution 14-405, which would decline to approve the boundary line adjustment referenced above, and whereas approval of Resolution 14-405 would eliminate any applicability of the results of the general election advisory question. Those two references would be struck, correct, Ms. Braddock? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, motion stands with those corrections to the resolution.
I'll second your motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 14-406, rescinding Resolution 14-397. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Good.
Aye.
Aye.
And motion carries.
All right.
Okay.
So we've got, so SB 272 is put, is out the window.
Okay.
And off the ballot, and you're off the hook. and your other committee, committee of one member is also off the hook. And
but he can help with the survey questions.
As said, I'll be calling Mr. Prater.
Doug and Garrett will be going for another BDR. And presentations on the new ideas, and we'll work towards eventually towards getting the survey out. And that's pretty much summarizes it, I guess. We're good? Okay.
And, okay, we take a 10-minute recess.
Sure.